Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The center fielder, Buster Mills. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Heaton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chubby Dean. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Chubby Dean. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Colloway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. And now, play ball. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mills moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Humphries covering, for the out. Mills moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL bunts towards the mound. Dean fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau strikes out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Heaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heaton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mack moves to third. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mack scores. Heaton moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mills. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Mills moves to second. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Turner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 1 in the game. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hogue who is chasing the ball. Boudreaux reaches third base with a triple. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dean hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mills bunts in front of the plate. Turner juggles the ball. That's an error on Turner. Hockett moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner bunts towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Hockett moves to third. Mills moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath is walked intentionally. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-2 in the game. Fleming hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Boudreau is hit by the pitch. Hockett scores. Mills moves to third. Heath moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Hockett throws the ball into Keltner, who tags Callaway trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Kennedy goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 2-1 Indians. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-1 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0-for-1 in the game. Humphries strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dean hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Turner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mac reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Humphreys. Mills moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mills scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-3 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hoag. Fleming reaches second base with a double. Heath goes all the way around to score. Fleming moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Fleming scores. Boudreau moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-1, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boudreau moves to third. Mack moves to second. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Turner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Appling moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Callaway for the out. Appling moves to third. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 2 in the game. Turner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mills takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keltner bunts towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mills moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a pop-up towards the mound. Humphreys settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani pinch hits for Johnny Humphreys. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoag hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats QL for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Haynes now pitching. Al Milner pinch hits for Lou Boudreaux. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag who is chasing the ball. Mack reaches third base with a triple. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mac scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dean hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan moves to third. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hegan scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Indians. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Peters now playing shortstop. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Appling strikes out. 1 out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wright moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wright scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's 7-2, Indians. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 3 in the game. Turner hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Leo Wells pinch hits for Joe Haynes. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to third. Callaway moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kennedy scores. Callaway scores. Wells moves to second. It's 7-4, Indians. Joe Hebbing now pitching. George Dickey pinch hits for Merle Hoag. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wells scores. Moses moves to second. It's 7-5, Indians. Skeeter Webb pinch runs for George Dickey. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. QL is hit by the pitch. Moses moves to third. Webb moves to second. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.